My name is Darren. Our team seeks to demystify the sometimes confusing world of international tax. The next question was, what's the best state to start a company? The state of Delaware has done a fantastic job of marketing itself, which, I mean, it's not all fluff, right? It's not just an image. They have a long history of a legal framework with a court of chancery, which dates back to old English law. Because remember that the United States is a former colony of the UK. So it borrows from that rich heritage. So what you have is a tried and tested jurisdiction that tends to favor business owners. So as a result, Delaware is quite popular. But having said that, as to where you form your company is really a function of what your business model is. To me, it's the equivalent of saying, well, an American wants to do business in Europe. Should I form an Irish company? They speak English, right? And it's a low tax. It's 12% in Ireland. But no, it really depends. If you're going to have boots on the ground in Portugal, somewhere in that structure, you need to have an operating company in Portugal. So it really depends on where there's nexus, where the people is going to be, where's the shop going to be, where's the warehousing, etc. Where the decision is being made, where's the economic activity? We need to understand that, and that informs where the structure is. I think it's all often missed, and that's why I want to call this out, is the idea of a principal purpose test. When you look at some of the information, especially the stuff that's freely available online, they just make it seem as if, well, this place is cheaper, so just use this jurisdiction because it's cheaper. And that's not how it works, right? You need to look at where you have economic exposure. And in Europe, you have, of course, the European Anti-Avoidance Directive, so the ATADs, which means that you have the principle in accounting, at least in English accounting, we speak about substance over form. So it's more important to understand the substance of the transaction than the form it takes, and especially when it comes to taxation. So the US has quite an array of anti-avoidance rules as well. Particularly, there's Treasury Reg 1.269-3A. If it is that the principal purpose of a transaction is avoiding or reducing taxation, it could be set aside, is the point. So whatever structure you choose, including your choice of Delaware or California or whatever the case may be, it's important that the reason for the structure be commercial, not tax. Because if the primary purpose is tax as opposed to commercial, the relevant tax authority will probably set it aside. And in some jurisdictions, they won't just put it to one side. They will penalize you for having tried something silly like that in the first place. So it's really important to bear in mind that you consider the commercial needs first and the tax benefits after.